all drawing by his beauty and then distributing the beauty to every, just as in the heart we find the blood is circulated to every corner and from there to purify the blood again drawn towards heart for purification, something, giving and taking, all attracting and distributing to all. That is Sri Chaitanya Deva. And there, the combined efforts of the positive and negative together. In Vrindavan, positive and negative separate with their own paraphernalia, and they are continuing the past steps. In Sarva Damodar Sloka we find Radha Bhavad Dudasubhilitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Taddayam Chaikvam Aptam Ribura Dhirubhiram Vatutau Radha Pranaya Bhagatil Hadini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmanu Bhavi Bhuvra Dhirubhiram Vatutau. The first Krishna and then Mahaprabhu, Sarva Damodar, refused it, but both is eternal. When they combined Radha, Krishna, Pranaya, Bhakti, who is Radha, is not separate from Krishna. The love, the affection between them, Krishna, Pranaya, the beauty or the love, affection, that is in Krishna, that is Radha, and so that is, that cannot exist separately. Both one. And they, when they separated themselves for particular practice in Vrindavan Dwapar Yuga, then we found that they was divided. They divided. One divided into two half, positive, negative, with their own paraphernalia. They showed a very beautiful pastimes there. And again, they become one and Chaitanya. Radha Bhava Dhuti Subhritam. The color and the mood of Radharani in Krishna. And there, as I have mentioned in my Premadhama Stotra, the self-evident, this anandam, rasam, in its own way, he sees the highest fulfillment of existence, and the sign is that he is dancing. Matasya nitya adivat, just as a man, without any object, he dances. This example given by the philosophers. Matasya nitya, a madman is dancing. What is the cause? He has got no any idea but dancing in himself. So, the Absolute is in ecstasy of his joyfulness, he's dancing. And when chanting, he's distributing himself to the public. I pointed out that dancing is the symptom of fullness of ecstatic joy. And of Kirtan, to distribute himself to outside, to the environment. So these two signs found in whom fully he cannot but be the Absolute. of Sadhai. The Absolute Truth has got his own fulfillment and also his dynamic character distributing that fulfillment to others. And that is found in Sri Chaitanya Dev. So, Sri Chaitanya Dev is of the highest type of Absolute we find there. These two signs, the fulfillment himself shows is in his dance, and his kirtan, naam kirtan, distribution of himself to others. So dynamic, ecstatic substance, Sri Chaitanya. And sometimes he is one in that way, Udarja and Madhurja in Vrindavan and Udarja in Navadvip. Two compartments in the same level. And the highest level of ontological conception, there is two compartments. One confined within himself, and another distributing that to other quarters. Attracting everyone towards them and distributing everything towards all. Two phases, general two phases of Leela, pastimes is found there. So to us, the Gaudiya is more useful because our prospect is there. And through him only we can have entrance into another aspect of his Leela when it is given by him. By his given method, if we approach, we are sure to have entrance into that Leela. Yatha yatha gaura padarvinde kriyeta bhaktin kita punya rashi tatha tathusat patisiddha kasyam radha padam bhoja sudham bhurashi. As much as we are able to connect ourselves with Gaudiya. Automatically we find that without any trouble we are already presented there in Krishna Leela. In the camp of Radharani we are blessed. We are carried to the camp of Radharani in Vrindavan. Ontological aspect we have to follow. This Goswami. So many Goswami, that fresh connection. They were cornered by the Shakta and the Samartha section here in Bengal. But Gaudiya Math, by its preaching, has raised their standard. There is some section oppressed by the society general, but now by the preaching of the Gaudiya Math, that dignity has increased. That who preached about Sri Chaitanya Dev, their position is unique. This is preached by Gaudiya. Otherwise, they were living in the cave. When I came first to Navadvip, then some explanation was called for from me. Why you have joined that nasty sampradaya? Chaitanya Dev. Now all the outcasts, rubbish of the society, and they are accommodated, and their position is very low, and their status is very low in the society, and you have entered that camp. I told, reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, I have clearly understood that the Varnashram Dharma is culminating in Vaishnava Dharma, and this is conception of Sri Chaitanya Dev's Vaishnavism of the highest. In Gita and Bhagavatam we can find it clearly. What Chaitanya Dev gave, that is the highest thing. No, they can do it. I shall show. The Shastra says that. So the first part I published here, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhanta, I sent to that gentleman, Srimati professor here. And this place, this Navadvip, are very anti-Vaishnavite. The Vedangas are several times broken here when Sankirtan party was led through this place, this Krishnananda Agambadish, contemporary of Mahaprabhu. He was a great tantric. And the Rash, in the name of Rash, here in Navadvip, this Shiva, Kali, Durga, all these, no Radha Krishna. The Rash in Vrindavan, that is famous. But here, the Shakta section, they introduced Shiva Shakti Rash here, unvulnerable place. But Sakhi Babu, who gave me this land, and constructed Inditala, and constructed the biggest temple in Mahaprabhu and the Prabhupada's building. He remarked, he had a house in Navadvip town. He knew the history of this town from long ago. And when Prabhupada was attacked, here in Paramatala, in political delivering lecture, one gentleman who threw a book towards Prabhupada. When I came here, I had a festival. That very gentleman, he wanted, he said, I am dying. I want some prasadam from Sridhar Maharaj, because I committed some offense to his Gurudev by throwing a book towards him. He was the chairman of the Navadvip town at that time, and the Orthodox Martha. Then one who knew him, oh, that man, he wants prasadam. Oh, give him. Sakhi Babu told, oh, that Pramoda Bhattacharya, he wants prasadam of Prabhupada. He said, give him very with much earnestness he took prasadam. No, who committed offense against Prabhupada, now repentant, in deathbed, he is desirous of having a system of Prabhupada. And Sakhi Babu remarked, the Prabhupada preached the doctrine of Mahaprabhu throughout India and abroad. But this Navadvip town that was kept for you, you have preached in this area. He told about me. I continued 1 month Bhagavatam in this area. They came with so many questions, and I tried to answer them, and they could not defeat me. So this Tegaripara is the most opposing the oppositionist, greatest oppositionist of Vaishnavism, Mahaprabhu. From the time of Mahaprabhu, Krishnananda Kumbhasi and his party, they are preaching against Mahaprabhu. Now that is dissolved. Hare Krishna. And the Krishnamayi comes from the most respectable family of this day, Garibala. The Satish Prabhu is there. He told, when I went through Champahati to Mayapur, through Tegharipara, my heart was shivering, that some big bats are coming on my head, apprehending every moment that some attack is coming. But now I go through the neighborhood with my breast full of pride. I was a proud gesture, I moved through the Tegharipara is not an enemy now, but subdued and having a friendly attitude towards us. So this Navadvip was a very... And the Gosains, they are suppressed by the Sanatana Society. Now by the preaching of the Gauri Amat, that this is the highest thing given by Mahaprabhu. All others are false or they are of lower rank. Then the Gosain, they can stand erect with their head now. Otherwise they are suppressed, lowered down by the society. Yes. One of the anti-party, leader of the anti-party, he openly confessed in a meeting there in Soren Sarkar advocate's house. I went to deliver lecture there and told, first we could not understand Saraswati Goswami Prabhu. We commented against him in endless ways. Tried to subdue him. But now it is clear that we did wrong and what he did, that was right. He took sannyas, we commented that Raktavastra Vaishnavir Paritena Juhai. Why he has taken that red cloth? It is already discarded by the Goswamis, written, take red cloth. His attitude is preaching of European style. Why is he so? Not of the style of the old Indian rishis. But he proved that European style he indulged in, and he did so, took the flag of Mahaprabhu to the whole of Europe and America. That's right. And also the sannyas, and he gave secret threat to those that are real devotees of Krishna. That also he has proved, that by qualification, the Brahmins are gunakarma vivagasa, not by birth, but by occupation, and by mental nature. One should become a Brahmin or Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra. That is by nature, one's nature, and not by birth. So we did wrong when we criticized him severely. But now we understand that he was right and we were wrong. That man told. He has sent the flag of Mahaprabhu's flattering in the civilized world, so-called civilized world, that has captured everyone. The civilization of Europe is a charm to the Indians also. So if you can't conquer that European people, then Indian conversion won't stand. that civilization should be attacked, which is coming here and is capturing everything. That European style of life, that must be attacked. And if we can break their pride, then we will be able to preach the doctrine of Mahaprabhu all through the world. So he prepared himself to attack the European civilization. Rabindranath and others, they tried to mix together. Indian and European mixed together. That is also good, here is also good, and give up the non-important portion and combine the important part. But our Guru Maharaj, the whole self Mahaprabhu, what he has given, that should be taken whole self, and all others must be attacked and finished. That's about it. What Mahaprabhu has given, that is the perfect thing. A new addition is necessary to that. It is eternally, and that is coming from the eternal absolute quarter. No addition, no deformation is necessary there. That was his point. So we must accept that in toto. That is coming from Guru of the highest quarter in the existence. That does not need any addition or tradition. That is full in itself, perfect. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
Maharaj, yesterday I told... I told... Bhagwat Maharaj.
Bhagwat Maharaj.
Yesterday I told Nimai Goswami that your conception, your full conception of theism, of beyond Christianity, and he was very happy with it.
He said that your philosophy is beyond Christianity. It's a complete theism. It is complete theism beyond Christianity.
Christianity?
Beyond Christianity.
Who?
He invited us. He wanted one Christian, one foreign disciple of yourself to accompany them to Guwahati, Assam, for preaching. So he...
To help him.
Yes.
To help his disciple making.
Yes.
And why I shall go to do that?
No, just tell him anyways.
So...
They are the appreciator of physical connection.
Yes.
But we do not.
So he mentioned that your philosophy is complete theism that is beyond Christianity. Beyond Christianity. So he was...
Beyond not only Christianity, but all existing things that ever come here, or anywhere. The zenith, the highest conception of theism, or... Christianity is a good thing, but not complete. No transmigration there. Animals and creatures have no soul. This is Christianity. But all covering, all comprehensive, Vaishnavism priests. Every tree, creeper, stone, they have got their soul. And transmigration is there. Birth, rebirth, but that is not in Christianity. a full-fledged theism. What Mahaprabhu preached, full-fledged theism, not partial. Christianity is the father, none can see him, a hidden personality. No clear conception where he about the place where he lives, this paraphernalia, all this, all everything vague, not clear. But submission, sincerity, and affection, all these good things, reverence is there. Sacrifice is there. Okay.
Ami apramaya. Apramaya. আজকে তো দুইজনে তিরুভাব আছে তো কালিয়া কৃষ্ণ দাস প্রভু নরহরি ঠাকুর
মহাশয় ভোগ পরমান্ন আর রাজদেশের বলে একটু পোস্ত এই করতে বলেছি খিচুড়ি
মহারাজ ওই স্বামী স্ত্রী খড়গপুর থেকে এসেছে এখানে বসে আছেন
এখন তো সাড়ে
আটটা
আই শ্যাল হ্যাভ টু গো টু বাথরুম এন্ড দেন আই শ্যাল মিট দেম ইউ মে গো আপ নাও ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত শ্রী গোস্বামী প্রভুপাদ শ্রী ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজ কি যায় ভক্তবৃন্দ কি যায় গৌর হরি গৌর Puri Maharaj?
Puri Maharaj, no.
Gone?
Yes.
He gone Calcutta?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. And today Padmanabha Maharaj going?
Yes. At 11:20. He's leaving.
In this iron age, Kali, environment is unfavorable. So, Kirtan has been recommended to be the most effective method by which we can improve ourselves. The spirit is offensive for offensive. Environment is very eager to attack me. I shall have to create energy within me with so much eagerness and sincerity. That not only to protect me, that will be automatically done. We shall attack the environment. And what is the method? What will be our aim to attack? The meaning is something not only negative but something positive. What is that? To engage, to try to engage the environment into the service of Krishna. So not only negative sense to destroy, but to acquire something for Krishna from them, to utilize their energy for the service of Krishna. That will be the purpose. They are engaged. Their favorite things generally, Baddha Jiva, Kano Kamini Pratishtha. Their credit, their money, energy, and their object of enjoyment, sensual enjoyment. Kano Kamini Pratishtha. And they are engaged in and to try to get them for the service of Krishna. So giving something positive to them. Sukriti. How we can... Generally it is easy to get some money from them. Money is energy. Kaam, artha, and dharma. Their duty, sense of duty may be changed. That is their credit, their pratishtha, their goodwill to be attracted in the service of Krishna. Artha, the money, their energy should be used. We shall try to use the energy which may be used in otherwise for Krishna. And the kamini, that is their attraction for sense pleasure. To take that means we shall take the opposite thing. We shall try to take him altogether from the association of kamini, that is to make them mouth members. That is the best. To take out wholesale from kamini means come and come to serve the master of all kamini. Kamini kam nahi tabodham tahar malik keval jadav. There is a stanza in a poem composed by our Guru Maharaj, Dushtamon Tumi Krishir Vaishnav. There is a line, Tomaro Kanak Bhogero Janak Kanakir Dari Sevah Madhav. Your money means helping you to enjoy exploitation. So that money may be snatched away anyhow from you and to engage in the service of Krishna. In your hand, it will help you to take to reaction to the hell. So money should be utilized, that is the standard dealing, behavior, conduct should be. All money we possess as a trustee, and we should utilize it for the service of Krishna. Tumar kanak bhogir jano, that is helping you, seducing, persuading you to for exploitation, but that should be converted into the service of Krishna, Narayana. Narayana is the master of all Kanak Lakshmi Devi. And Kamir Kam Nahi Tavodham Tahar Malik Keval Jadav. One gentleman came to our Guru Maharaj. What is the meaning of this line? Kamir Kam Nahi, as it is written there, then we should not marry, we won't enjoy any communion, yes? Krishna is the only enjoyer of all communion. That is reserved for him, Krishna conception of Godhead. It is only for him to enjoy the sensual Nayatavadham. So what should be our attitude towards the world? So Janaschasmi Kandatpa. So how the creation here will go if we think it is not necessary here, but in the Vaikuntha also we find that there are Goloka. But Prajanaschasmi Kandatpa. The sensual experience, pleasing experience, only reserved for Krishna. Even no other gods, no other avatar also. Only reserved for Krishna. Nanitavadham tahar mali keval yadav. In this connection I may say that it is found in Bhagavatam that Balaram also had Ras Leela. The explanation has been given by Sanatana Goswami. Balaram externally he played the Rasa Leela, but internally he made arrangement for Krishna to enjoy the kamini, the gopis, in his heart. It is the guru, the function of guru is such. Guru, apparently from the shishya, he takes so much service, but really he transmits them all towards his guru or his master, ultimately the Lord Himself. Only Guru means a transmission machine. He receives just as so many money collectors. They collect money from the different business also. They send it towards the cashier of the highest government. So mediator collects money and sends it to the higher place. So Guru, Vaishnava, they are so. They are, by construction, they don't keep anything for them. Whatever they are outwardly seen to draw from outside, they transmit towards the real enjoyer. They are transparent. They are transparent, not opaque, but transparent, light passes through, there is glass, light passes through. So everything passes through them towards higher agency, higher place. That is Vaishnava Guru means, all transmitters to the higher. So kamir kam nahi tavadham. So how to, when we are going to preach, then to take them totally from the kamini enjoyment life, to save them. Don't go to that sort of sensual exploitation. Come and give yourself fully in the service of Krishna and the Vaishnava, Krishna, the servant of the Krishna. He is called in any way. So the preaching, object of our preaching will be like this. To get money, that is easy, to put a portion of his energy to the service of Krishna, and to save, try to save from kamini enjoyment, that is to take him towards the most side, the whole time service, render, come in the mouth, that, and the pratishtha, that is his credit, in that case, educated men, to try to convince them and to attract them for the cause, that their support, the educational support, the mission, the institution may have. What is star? What is star? They are goodwill, they are prestige, may be utilized for the service of the Lord. So that should be the object of our preaching. We shall try to extract everything from everywhere to help the cause of the Krishna Sankirtan, the Guru, the mission, the center, where from this Krishna consciousness is being spread to the world, to draw, all is to draw the juice from the mind world towards Krishna consciousness. That all should be transmitted to the Krishna. Everything will be yajna, sacrifice. Yajna tat karma nannatta loko yam karma bandhana. What is the symptom, the sign of a yajna? Where there is sacrifice. As much as sacrifice, so much it is yajna. Yajna. Not outward grandeur, but internal sacrifice. Sacrifice, inner sacrifice is more valuable than outer sacrifice. Inner sacrifice, the earnestness, the fire will be within the consumer. The consumer, the fire will burn into ashes all the achievement in the mayic world. And the internal current should be discovered. That Nati Vidu Sartha Gatinhi Vishnu Durasayaji Vahiratha Mamino. Because they are doing much with the apparent side, the material side, they do not understand. The undercurrent in their heart is towards Krishna, towards their Lord, Master. We shall help them to understand that undercurrent here, internally you want rasa ananda, and that is Krishna. Because it is fully there. What you want internally, I have come to help. Once one attorney, Calcutta, good fame, he came some to protest for something in our exhibition, religious exhibition. Then when Prabhupada was trying to make him understand the real purpose of the exhibition, said not to insult the people but to educate them, the attorney told, do you want to convert me? Our Guru Maharaj told, yes. It don't require more than 5 minutes to convert you. Only it is necessary that you give proper attention. More than 5 minutes will not be necessary to convert you. I began single. But now 500 men at least are talking on my behalf. And you not 5 minutes, because when you will understand that why I am talking, it is your own interest, your deeper interest, or the deepest interest in your heart, what I am talking, then you will be automatically converted. Only give proper attention and you will convert, because it is your own thing. It is your own inner thing. Nothing with your sartha gati hi Vishnu. Dulashvayaji vairattam. Unfortunately, they are